Welcome to Season 6, Episode 5 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about judging with righteous judgment. As always, we're going to be focusing on what the Bible has to say about this topic. So I invite you to test all things in light of what the Scriptures teach. Let's get started. When it comes to what the Bible says about judging, most people only think of Matthew chapter 7 and verse 1, where Jesus says, "Do not judge," or "judge not." And they ignore the context and see what Jesus is actually saying. And they claim that Jesus is condemning all types of judging. However, Jesus taught that there are certain judgments that we must make. In John 7 and verse 24, he says, "Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment." He was giving a command to judge with righteous judgment. Well, what does that mean? How can we make those types of judgments that Jesus is talking about there in John chapter 7 and verse 24? Well, first we need to understand what it means to judge. There are several definitions for the Greek word krino that is translated judge in the New Testament. But the ones that are related to our study is talking about making selections or determinations or pronouncing things as being right or wrong. And it is impossible not to do this. We are going to be making selections based upon certain factors. We're going to make determinations of whether we will do something or not do something. We're going to declare things as being either right or wrong. Now, what the Scriptures condemn in that passage in Matthew chapter 7 that many people jump to, where Jesus says, "Do not judge," he's talking about hypocritical judgment, where we condemn others and we point out the faults of others, but we ignore our own faults. That type of judging is condemned. Also, the type of judging where we condemn others for their opinions, as Paul talked about in Romans chapter 14, that is condemned. And if we try to put ourselves in the place of Christ, who is the final judge, who will judge us in the last day, and we attempt to declare final judgment in place of the Lord, well, that type of judging is condemned. But none of those are judging with righteous judgment. And so when we make selections and determinations and we pronounce something as being either right or wrong, we're not to do it hypocritically. We're not going to do it, we're not to do it where we make condemnations based upon opinions. And we're not going to put ourselves in the place of the Lord. But instead, Jesus said, judge with righteous judgment and not by appearance. Well, why did he say not by appearance? Do not judge according to appearance. When we judge according to appearance, we are judging according to the wrong standard. The standard that we are to judge things by is the Word of God. Jesus said in John 12 and verse 48 that my words will judge him in the last day. Since it is the standard that we are going to be judged by, it is the standard that we need to use to make judgments and determinations today. And so using any other standard, whatever it is, will lead us to the wrong judgment. So judging according to appearance is fundamentally about what we think about what is being judged. And the Scriptures warn us about relying on what we think. The wise man said in Proverbs 14 and verse 12 that there's a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. We are to put our trust in God rather than relying on our own understanding, Proverbs 3 and verse 5 says. So what we think about something and how we judge it can be shaped by many different factors, which is why we are not to judge according to appearance. But we might make judgments based upon what is popular, what the majority wants. Exodus 23 and verse 2 warns us against going with the majority to pervert justice. Just because something is popular doesn't make it right. The majority can be wrong, but when we judge by appearance, we can say, well, this is what the majority of people think. Or related to that, we could say, well, this is what the culture believes. The culture that we live in says this is right or this is wrong. But Paul said in Romans 12 and verse 2, we're not to be conformed to this world, but we are to be transformed by the will of God. And so we're not to judge based upon what is popular. We're not to judge based upon what the culture says. We're not to make judgments based upon how we were raised. We think about the example in Genesis chapter 19 with Sodom and Gomorrah, where Lot was in Sodom. The angels came to visit him. And it talks about how in that passage, the men of that city gathered around the house and demanded that the angels who came in the form of men would be brought out to them so they could engage in sexual relations with them, the practice of homosexuality. But the text says there in Genesis 19, 4 and 5, that the ones who came were young and old, all the men of the city, young and old. This was how they were raised. This was how they were brought up. And so we think about how we judge things. Our judgments can be shaped by how we were brought up. If we're brought up in a society where homosexuality is normal, that will affect our thinking. If we're brought up in a society or with our parents teaching us certain things, that will have an influence on us. But when we judge based upon our upbringing, we're judging according to appearance. Or if we judge based on our experience. In Job chapter 4, Eliphaz is talking to Job, and he says, based upon what I have seen, the innocent don't suffer like you're suffering. The wicked suffer. Therefore, according to his experience, his judgment was that Job must be guilty of sin, even though God said Job was blameless. And Eliphaz was rebuked at the end of the book by God himself because he spoke what was not true. But according to his experience, or he said, what I have seen, his experience led him to conclude that Job must have sinned. There must be a reason why God is punishing him. We can also make judgments by our preference. There's an account in Amos chapter 7 where God reveals to the prophet Amos three visions that describe destruction against Israel. And the first two, when God showed him the vision of destruction, Amos protested and said, Lord God, please pardon. How can Jacob stand? Jacob referring to the nation of Israel. How can Jacob stand, for he is small? His preference was that the nation would be spared. He didn't want to see the nation fall. He didn't want to see the people be destroyed. And so he protested with God. His preference was that the nation would be spared. Now, when God revealed his standard, which was represented by that plumb line there in Amos chapter 7, Amos didn't protest after that. But many people would continue to argue with God and continue to say that, well, no, we can't have this. This cannot be done. And the reason why they would argue was because it wasn't their preference. Their preference would take precedence in their mind over the will of God. Also, many people make judgments based on partial information. The wise man talks about in Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 17, how one man, when he pleads his case, he seems right until another one comes. When we have one side of the story, we can make conclusions based upon one side of the story that a certain thing may be either right or wrong. But if we don't have the whole picture, we can miss the truth. And so all of these things, all of these factors that come into play in shaping the way we make judgments, what is popular, what the culture says, how we were brought up, what our experience tells us, what our preference is, a partial amount of information rather than all the information, when we make judgments based upon those things, we're judging things by what they seem to us. We're judging things according to appearance. And when we do that, we're not judging with righteous judgment. So how do we judge with righteous judgment? Judging with righteous judgment is simply about determining what God thinks about the thing that is being judged. Again, judging by appearance is about what we think. Judging with righteous judgment is about finding out what God thinks about it. Well, how do we judge with righteous judgment? Well, we have to determine what God's word says. Isaiah 8:20 says, to the law and to the testimony. We have to go to the Word of God. In the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, Romans 1:16 and 17. We have the Word of God, the scriptures that train us in righteousness, 2 Timothy 3 and verse 16. If we are to judge with righteous judgment, we have to determine what God's Word says. But then when we do that, we can look to the Word of God and still judge by appearance. The way we judge with righteous judgment is, number one, determine what God's Word says, and number two, carefully evaluate what is being judged by God's Word. Be diligent to accurately handle the Word of truth, 2 Timothy 2:15 says. Examine the scriptures daily to see whether the things were so, Acts 17 and verse 11, the ones in Berea when they listened to Paul. They didn't accept what he said at face value. They went to the scriptures to make sure what he said was the truth. And so we need to go to the scriptures, but we also need to be very careful that we're not bringing in our own experiences or upbringing or what is culturally accepted, what is popular, those things we talked about, that we don't allow those to shape and distort what we see in the scriptures. To judge with righteous judgment, determine what God's Word says, and carefully and honestly evaluate whatever it is, whether it's a practice or a teaching, evaluate that according to what the Word of God says. Now, what is the result of judging with righteous judgment? Well, one thing we will do if we judge with righteous judgment is that we will obey the Lord's command and abstain from sin. Peter said over in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 11 and 12, "Beloved, I urge you as aliens and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts which wage war against the soul. Keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles, so that in the thing in which they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of your good deeds, as they observe them, glorify God in the day of visitation." Keep your behavior excellent. Abstain from fleshly lusts. Well, how do we know what is excellent behavior? How do we know what are the things we need to abstain from? Well, it's not culture. It's not what we think. It's not what we prefer or how we were brought up. We have to go to the Word of God. And if we judge with righteous judgment, we're going to obey the Lord's commands and we're going to abstain from sin. Also, when we judge with righteous judgment, we are going to accept the message of the gospel and reject false teachers and false teaching. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 21 and 22, "Examine everything carefully. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from every form of evil." Now, sometimes we apply that verse broadly, but in context, what Paul is talking about is the message that we accept and the teaching that we follow. We need to test everything carefully. What is good, we hold fast to that. What is evil, what is contrary to the scriptures, we reject that. We judge with righteous judgment to determine what is true and what is false. And also, if we judge with righteous judgment, we're not going to condemn others over matters of opinion, as Romans 14 talks about that we mentioned earlier. But we will, for judging with righteous judgment, correct others when we are in sin. So it's not, as many people claim, well, we just don't judge people and we don't say anything about what anyone else is doing. Remember what Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:16, "All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work." The scriptures have been given. They train us in righteousness so that we can do what God wants us to do. But notice what he goes on to say. Chapter 4, verse 1. "Based upon this, I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearance in his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction." We take the scriptures And yes, we check our own lives and we make sure we are living up to that standard. But we also teach others. And we also correct others when it's necessary. When people are in violation, not with our opinion, but with the Word of God, we correct them. And we do that to try to lead them to the truth. And so, Scriptures don't teach that we don't say anything about what anyone else might be doing for fear that we might be judging them. But instead, the Scriptures teach that we look to the Scriptures, we follow them ourselves, and then we encourage people and, when necessary, correct people so that they can also follow the Scriptures. And so many people want to claim that the Bible condemns judging of any kind. Not only is that impractical or really impossible, but Jesus said that we must judge with righteous judgment. We need to be sure that we're using the right standard in our judgments, which is the Word of God. And then as we do that, apply it as He intended us to do, not based upon other factors that might cloud our judgment, but honestly and carefully evaluate the Scriptures so that we can make the type of judgments He wants us to make. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others. Next week, we'll be talking about a woman caught in adultery. Until then, I hope you have a great week.